Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio you can touch.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm certainly not going to sit here and be subjected to the assertion that our good friend Jason Duda is a legend.
I hear you loud and clear.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not with you. Jason Duda, Thunder hockey legend. I love it. For today, anyway.
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
In Jason Duda, for today, anyway.
That is true.
I like it.
Woohoo!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
And it's going to be legendary.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. I think we're going to play a game. Duda got complimented last night.
That's unfortunate.
Out of side pockets about his inane game.
By many people, I may add. I watched a couple episodes of The Real Password over the weekend, so I feel like I might be ready to really dominate.
Well, you haven't dominated yet.
I've never lost.
So we're going to play Duda's game. Max, it is time.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the
ball.
Game.
Here we go. The most ridiculous game ever. But apparently, three guys who drink a lot like it. So
they're
here we
good
go.
Guys.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
Our audience.
They're wonderful guys.
Fantastic.
Oh, they're just salt of the earth.
Pretty much.
And salt on the rim of a lot of their glasses. Go. What is the name?
That wasn't bad.
Well, we're going to play Password today, but we're going to make it a little more difficult. It could be anything. Could be anything.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
As if it's not always been could be anything.
Well, last week he said it could be anything, but it was all... Or 2 weeks ago, it was all Olympic sports.
That's right.
Well, here we go.
Do these have a theme?
Nope.
These
could
are be just anything.
That's random.
But I'm saying he said that, and then it ended
Don't
up that
there was
a theme.
Don't listen to what Duda says.
That's right.
Here we go.
Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first.
The defending champion gets to pick.
All right.
I'll go second at first time.
All right.
Okay. Bob, are you ready?
Yeah. No, let me think.
He's just making sure.
Orange.
Orange.
Yep.
Warning cones.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to have to implement that, but the answer is you're wrong.
For another game.
Yeah. October.
Halloween.
Oh, God. Oh.
Gosh dang it.
Pumpkin.
Lantern.
Pumpkin.
You are correct. 1-0. See? Now he likes the game again.
That was terrible. Of course it was pumpkin.
What a great game.
Of course it was.
How did
pumpkin.
You not get that?
I don't know, because orange is Halloween colors, and
yeah, is that it?
Orange and black, yeah.
All right, Bob, you're you
I'll
want
go
first?
Second?
You want second? All right, you ready?
Yeah,
here it comes.
Ball,
ball.
I hate these.
Said you loved it.
The World Series,
grips. Yes,
ball and grips. Golf.
Turkey.
Bowling.
Correct.
Beautiful.
1-1. Lonnie, that one was for you.
Why?
Because he said you got to do a bowling one. Right. So he was giving them to me. Pretty good. Not bad.
Did he All say right. ball?
We'll probably have another bowl.
No, I put ball in there. He wanted to go with pins. I'm like, can't do that. That's too easy.
It is.
All right. Jeff, do you want first or second?
Second.
Shine.
Moon.
Road.
Shine road. What do you shine on a road? What do you shine on a road?
Come on.
Mirror.
Tall.
What?
Tall.
Shine road tall. Streetlight.
Very good. 2-1.
Really?
Streetlights.
Those are terrible clues.
Really? Because somebody got him.
Yeah.
So if you get it, how is it
never
terrible?
Has won? And it's just throwing
why are you
anything
like
at
this?
The wall.
Well, you got to throw it at the wall. You got to make a guess.
Whatever.
Obviously, you got it right.
What's the score?
2-1.
2-1.
Bob, you're up. You
know
first?
How they play the real password?
What?
I'll go second.
If you get it first, you get 7 points and then five. And
we'll refine it later.
Is this, this isn't the real password.
I'm just saying.
This
I'll go second.
Canadian
Let's
version.
Go. We okay. only have limited time here.
We have plenty of time.
We got lots of time.
No, I have a guess. Let's go.
Am I first? I'm you're second. First?
He wants you to go first. He wants second.
Yeah, I'll go second.
Okay.
Words.
Scrabble.
Read.
Book.
Good job.
Oh, my God. This was tough? You said this was tougher?
Oh, I gave the wrong clue the second one, but that's okay.
No, then we throw
that
out. That
would have been tough.
We throw that out.
It's still a clue.
Next. But you want to go first or second?
First or second?
First.
Players.
Golf majors.
Kicker.
Players, kicker, soccer,
wide receiver,
football,
team,
I don't know,
quarterback,
fantasy football.
You are correct, Jeff. 3-2.
That's the dumbest.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they're wrong, one of you guys are always,
we're
always
gonna,
dumb.
50% of us are going to be yeah. angry after
That's,
every one
it
of
doesn't
these.
Matter.
That's just inept. Next.
One of us figured it out.
Okay. What do you want?
Me?
I don't know.
I think it's his time.
Yeah, it's your turn. First
I'll go second.
All right. Comfort.
Couch.
Size.
Comfort size. Bed.
Walking.
Yeah. That took out what I thought it was going to be. Comfort size. Walking. Blanket? I don't know.
Marathon.
Comfort size. Walking marathon. Shoes.
You are correct.
Oh, God. Just horrific.
4-2, baby.
Just a horrific display.
Jeff, you want first or a second pick?
Second, please.
Game.
Game. Monopoly.
Soccer.
Foosball.
You are correct.
Yeah, boy.
Dumb. Idiotic.
Standard. Just standard. What's the score? What do you got?
4-3. I lead.
All right. So, Bob, you pick.
He
you
apparently
want first
leads.
I'll go second.
Water.
Swimming.
Boat.
Lake.
Vacation.
Water, boat, vacation. Arkansas.
Big.
Big. Water, boat, vacation, big.
I got it.
What do you mean you got it?
I got it.
Ocean.
Cruise.
Correct.
Oh, dang it.
There it is. Whoa, are we tied up?
Yeah, we sure are.
All right. Jeff, first or second?
First.
Money.
Monopoly.
Cards.
Money, cards, poker,
clip,
wallet.
You are correct.
Stupid.
This is such a good game. Have I complimented you lately on how good this is?
This game will be the ruin of this show.
I think it's.
I can't believe that the higher ups, and I'm talking
it
about
may have saved this show.
The people it in St. Have. Louis at Odyssey haven't nixed this.
It may save the whole Odyssey company.
It's saving this 3-man booth.
That it is. Now, Bob, you're up. You want one or two? And I'm going to tell you on this one, it's important to pick the right
two.
One. Drink.
Mai Tai.
Cold.
Beer.
Correct.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I just say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you were going to come up with something creative. What a terrible game.
There's some gifts out here, and there's still a couple gifts, one for each of you later on.
What a terrible game.
I'll go second.
No, it's my turn to guess.
It should be tied, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's my...
Jeff's up.
You guessed or picked last time. I'll go first.
Eat.
Restaurant.
Onion.
Eat onion.
Yep.
Hamburger.
You are correct.
Oh, God. Just absolutely sickening.
That's a great guess.
What's the score?
6-5.
Well, you put onions on four things.
Well,
it's not his thing. It's my thing. It's what I ate last night at the draft.
Next.
And stole my ketchup.
You stole the mustard first and then gave me the ketchup and then came and took it before I even used it.
No one gave you the ketchup.
Then how did you come and get the ketchup then?
Because someone, I don't know, it was put on our table, then somehow it went over to your table. If that's Lonnie, then we'll have a conversation.
Here we go. What's the next one? I'll go second.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson.
Drama.
Movie.
Correct.
God, that's so easy. Good God. What's the score?
7-5, I think.
Really?
Well, think about it. Don't just Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Well, what else would it be?
Movie.
Yeah.
Would I have?
No, you wouldn't have.
Exactly.
But come up with something a little more difficult.
He's not
going to
come up with Michael Jackson. That was a dumb guess.
One or two, Jeff. Huge. This is huge. Oh. You got to pick the right number.
I guess I'll go two then.
Legs. Yeah.
Legs. Lena Horne.
Roll.
Legs, roll.
This is only a little tougher. Now you're mad because it's hard.
Gymnastics.
Dumb.
Farm.
Legs, roll, farm. Legs, roll, farm.
Yeah, this was not important of who went first.
Yeah, it is.
I guess the next clue will absolutely give it away.
You should be able to figure it out.
Legs, roll, farm.
Yeah.
Dolly.
Mud.
Legs, roll.
If he doesn't get it, you're
farm,
getting it for sure.
Mud. So something that rolls in the mud on the farm. But I don't know where legs comes from. I'll just guess cow.
Bacon.
Pigs.
Oh, God.
Pigs. That's what they do, man.
I know.
See?
Well, how you have legs as a part of that?
I don't know. You needed an animal.
Why?
Well, because it has to be some sort of.
By the way,
as an animal,
it's 8-5.
We got about 6 or 7 left.
It's my turn to guess, and I'll go second.
5. No, it's his turn.
Yeah, you go. I go second.
I just picked.
You go second. Yeah, you just picked.
Yeah, so.
So you get the first clue here.
Right. What is it?
What's the clue?
Night.
I already know.
Bedtime.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
Night Owl.
You got it.
This is an absolute blowout.
You got to come back, man. First or second?
Second.
This is an unbelievable blowout.
It is. Second? Okay, so...
I'll get this one.
Yellow.
Submarine.
Roll.
Butter.
Pay.
Yellow, roll, pay. Yellow, roll, pay. No clue.
Drive.
Yellow, roll, pay, drive. I have no idea what this could be.
Flag.
Taxi. I didn't say it.
Taxi.
I didn't give up.
What
all I
mean?
Said was, I don't know.
Thank you.
That's not a guess.
I don't know.
He says that all the time.
That's true.
Throw that one off.
That one's off.
No, it's
Throw
not.
It off.
You wouldn't have gotten that.
Yes, I would have. I was about to say taxi.
You liar. You absolute fabricator.
There's no lie. I was going to say, oh, taxi? I don't know.
Right.
So no, I get that.
No, you don't get it.
I get it. Because he cheated on my turn.
I'll go second. It's 9-5.
You'll go second? Okay.
What does roll have to do with a taxi?
They roll. They move down. They roll down the road, man.
They do?
Here, you want an easy one? You got it. He went second. Schnurr.
Shorzy.
Correct.
That's a, you're trying to get him back in the
that
game.
Was the next one, you went second. What am I supposed to do?
You're trying to get him back in the game. That's yeah. I don't know if it, that was the next one.
Well, I do. I'm looking at it.
I don't trust you.
I do. I trust you with all my heart. I'll go second.
Oh. St. Louis.
Cardinals.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
You should have went first.
What are you doing with this?
I told you there was one each.
You said
that
these
was
were
simple.
Tougher.
I said there was one each that was simple. And those were the two. If you'd have went first, you got to choose. You probably would have got it.
Sickening.
Thank you. 10-6.
Jeff.
How many more do we have?
I think we got like four.
You got to get them all, my friend.
It's his turn to.
I'll go second. And we need to hurry. We only have 3 minutes.
Closet.
Car.
What was the first clue?
Door.
Door, car. Door, car. Sedan.
Open.
Open car door. Jeep.
Lock.
Open car door, lock. Open car door, lock. No clue. Don't have a guess.
Turn.
Driving.
No, I'm out of clues. Let's see.
What's the answer?
No, I got another one. Chain.
Chain?
Yep.
No clue. What's the
bike.
Answer?
Keys.
Open door.
Keys. Lock. Keys.
Dumbest.
Best one ever. I got you guys. Six
you
clues.
Be.
Six clues.
Open,
what do you do to open a
car,
door?
Roll.
How do you open a
yellow,
door? How do you start
clues.
A car? How do you
those
start
are
a car?
Clues. Open.
Lock.
Door.
If it's locked, what do you need to open it?
Yellow.
Open door.
And
lock,
if you got to turn something.
Flag.
You turn the key. You guys just didn't get it.
Dumb.
Ball.
Okay, we got time for two more.
Okay. Who's up?
I don't know. Who cares?
Jeff. Jeff
I'll
gets
go
the win
second.
Then.
I get that one, he said.
You go second? Okay, Jeff. Home.
Home run.
Water.
Home and water. Faucet.
Clean.
Home, clean, water, shower.
Correct.
Yes, boy.
Oh, whoever
10-7.
Whoever gets this one's the winner.
No, I lead 10-7.
10-8. He gave me the
one. Do you want the first?
I'll go first.
Numbers.
Statistics.
Round.
Round numbers. Even numbers.
Hands.
10.
Tick.
Clock.
Correct.
Gosh dang it.
What was the second clue there?
I just, uh-oh.
Even?
No, round.
Why round?
Because a clock is usually round. The numbers go around. Not in all
no,
the clocks.
Most clocks now are digital.
Not in all the clocks, but in clocks, the face is usually round.
Well, I won it. So I win at 11-7. Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations.
Plaudits. Great game.
That was a
well
exhibition.
Done.
10-9, maybe.
We'll be back and talk with Jason Scheer next. Arizona football, our final Big 12 preview. Stay with us.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right. We are joined by Jason Scheer. We're going to talk Arizona football. He is the senior editor and publisher of WildcatAuthority.com and the co-host of the Wildcat Scoop podcast. Jason, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're talking with some strange bedfellows with Big 12 expansion, and here's Arizona now in the Big 12, coming off a very interesting and good season. A lot of wins over really good football teams. The coach has departed for Washington. What are the expectations for the Wildcats in 2024?
I think the expectations are pretty high, you know, based on the success of last season, which was one of the best seasons in school history. And they returned the core of that team, and they added some new pieces. And, you know, I think that the expectations are probably higher than they've been in years. The success of last season came as a bit of a surprise to everyone. They, you know, they were supposed to be pretty good, but not as good as they were. And now that they've established that, you know, this could be a winning football program or have good seasons, the expectations are probably higher than they've been in quite a while.
So the Arizona was obviously involved in that coaching carousel that started Alabama, went over to Washington, and ends up with Brent Brennan. What have been the early impressions of him as the head coach?
Oh, positive. You know, it's always going to be decided by how they do on the field. But, you know, the first impression that I think people got is he had to keep the core of the team together from last season. And that was his goal as soon as he was hired. And he did a great job in keeping those pieces here. And then since then, he's been, you know, nothing but positive. You know, there haven't been any negative stories or anything like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be judged by guys on the football field, and that time is coming next weekend.
How were the not only the players but and the program and the media and the fans, how was it received going to the Big 12? I mean, obviously we knew with the Pac-10 it was kind of a disaster with them, everybody leaving, not going to be there. Is Arizona happy with being in the Big 12?
Yeah, I think there were two groups of people. There were the people that grew up on the Pac-12 that didn't necessarily want change because the Pac-12 is what they were used to, and there were other groups of people that wanted out, that were just tired of the Pac-12 and didn't feel like it was a great fit for Arizona. I think now that time has passed and Arizona is officially in the Big 12 and the football season starting and other sports has already started, I think that most people are fine with being in the Big 12, but it's exciting. I mean, with football, especially, like, these opponents that Arizona's facing, some of them they've never faced. You know, others they faced a few times, but, you know, these are new programs coming to Tucson. They're new places the football program is going, and the exposure in the Big 12 seems to be better than it was ever in the Pac-12, but I think people are excited about it.
Well, I'm excited about it, and I've been around a long time. Jason Shear, our guest, he's the senior editor and publisher of WildcatAuthority.com. I really like to analyze schedules now that they're completely unbalanced, which has been the case in both the Big 12 and Pac-12. But Arizona's schedule is really interesting. A couple of non-conference games against New Mexico and Northern Arizona, and then back-to-back games on the road, in Manhattan against K-State and in Salt Lake City against Utah, who are two of the teams being discussed most as the favorites to win the Big 12. Is that a good schedule twist for Arizona or not?
And it's even more interesting because the game against Kansas State is not a conference game. It was agreed to years ago.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, and Arizona tried to get out of it, and Kansas State didn't really want to, and they just basically wound up agreeing to just stay in it. So the schedule to me is interesting. They start out with two games. They should win easily. But those next two games at Kansas State and at Utah are going to tell us a lot about Arizona. I mean, to me, a positive result is a split. If they somehow find a way to win both of those games, you know, we're talking – Big 12 title and college football playoff probably, because that is by far the hardest two-game stretch on the schedule. They miss Oklahoma State. They miss Kansas. They miss Iowa State. So, you know, if they could somehow come out of those games, you know, with a split, you know, I feel really good about Arizona's, you know, the rest of their season. 0-2, and you start to wonder, 2-0, and, you know, the optimism surrounding the program will probably be at an all-time high.
How good is the quarterback receiver combination Fifita and McMillan, and how much national attention do you think they might start to receive this year?
I think it's as good as it gets. You know, T-Mac is one of the best players I've ever covered. Just naturally gifted. His catch radius is I've seen very few college wide receivers with his catch radius. You know, he's legit. Fifita is also really good. I think that people, when you look at him, you're a little turned off by the fact that he's like 5'8". I mean, and it's a legit 5'8". So he's not a big guy at all, but he has a strong arm and he's really, really smart. But, you know, he's known T-Mac since they were little, and the connection they have is really unique. And, you know, my guess is that, you know, I think T-Mac is getting more national attention now, and Fifita's getting some, but if they roll into that game at Kansas State and they put up a good performance, I mean, that game's on Fox on a Friday night, national television. If they perform well there, I think that media coverage probably takes off.
Why don't you give us, for here who don't get to watch Arizona very much, give us a little rundown offensively, defensively, who to look for, where the strengths are for this team.
Yeah, offensively, like you mentioned, you know, Noah and T-Mac are very clearly the strengths of this offense. The running back room, I think, is going to be really good. They added a transfer from New Mexico, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, who ran for over 1,000 yards last year. They brought in Quali Conley from San Jose State, who ran for 800 yards last year. So the running back room is strong. Their O-line is good, but they don't have much depth. So if they have an injury on the offensive line, it's going to be a pretty big negative. Defensively, Dwayne Aquina is the defensive coordinator, so they're going to be really aggressive. They have a very good corner in Takario Davis and a very good linebacker in Jacob Manu. Defensive line is solid, but they brought in a bunch of newcomers, so that's something to watch out for. And so there's some new faces on the defense, but that secondary is going to be the clear strength of that side of the ball.
We're talking Arizona football with Jason Shear of he covers. How long have you covered Arizona now?
Since about 2005.
So quite a run. We know that Jed Fish has left. He's in Washington. Brent Brennan, the new coach, comes from San Jose State, where he had some good success. Is anybody there nervous about losing a guy like the previous coach and bringing in someone who's not a Power 5 coach?
I don't think so. You know, with Brennan, his wife graduated from U of A. His brother played at U of A. His mentor is Dick Tomey, the former coach of U of A. So this was a job that he wanted this time, obviously, but he really wanted it last time as well when it opened up. He was the runner-up to Jed Fish. So this is a job that he's had his eyes on. And, you know, I don't think people are really worried about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, usually when a coach leaves and goes to another school without being fired, it's because they did really good. And, you know, with college football and the way it is, sometimes you kind of just have to live with it. But I don't think Brendan really has a wandering eye where he's kind of looking to win at Arizona and then jump to another school.
Well, good stuff. We appreciate our introduction to you and to Arizona football. It's going to be a fun season. Thank you so much, Jason, for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, there you go. We've wrapped up our Big 12 football previews, all 16 teams. If you want to go back and listen on the Odyssey app, Max has them all wrapped up for it. No, he doesn't.
That'd be cool if he did, though, right?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it would
be. Just press a button. And
isn't that great, Max? Just more work for you, buddy. Sorry, man.
Well, you're the one who suggested it during the break.
Like I'd have thought of anything like that.
The reason I ask about this, the new coach at Arizona, Brent Brennan, he was at San Jose State. They won the conference last year, but they were 7-6 overall. His overall record there is 34-48. I get that he has ties to Arizona, but
well,
might make me a little nervous.
You would think, but what kind of schedule was he playing? Was he playing a tough?
He's in the.
Yeah, but I'm talking Not his league schedule, his non-conference schedule. If he's
Mountain West is fine. I don't know what he's playing. What am I, the San Jose State?
You can always look.
I'm just saying
I don't have time to look.
If that's the case and he's playing a lot of Power 5 schools, then you're probably not going to win that, but it's probably going to help you when it comes to your
league. Last year they played USC. They lost 56-28. Played Oregon State. Tough beginning. They lost 42-17. Lost to Toledo, Air Force, Boise State. Beat Cal Poly and won some games in the conference. They did fine in the conference.
Got to a bowl and played who? Lost to who?
Lost to Coastal Carolina.
There you go.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see.
We'll wait and see.
I'm intrigued by it all, by all of it. Can't wait.
Well, as long as you're intrigued, that's all that matters around here.
If Coastal Carolina was playing...
Why are you lashing out?
I'm not lashing out. I just simply said it.
What do you have to say?
If Coastal Carolina was playing San Jose State, would you watch that game?
No.
No. Me neither.
Of course not.
Of course not.
What kind of dumb question was that?
It's crazy.
Good question.
Yeah, well, it wasn't bad, but you knew the answer.
I did.
Yeah.
We're about to wrap up the show for today. What have you thought of it, dude? Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, fantastic. As usual. I mean,
all right.
Good guess. Unbelievable game. It's solid. Just solid.
Put that hat on. Let's see how it looks.
I don't look good in hats that haven't been broken in yet.
Yeah, you got to. That's true. I'm the same way. You got to break them in.
Yeah, I don't like the big puffy look. That doesn't.
Well, let's see.
I got a big head, so let me adjust it.
Yeah, give us a second. Like,
good grief, both of you. Well, you didn't make it big enough for you, Duda. You had to squeeze it on.
I like them tight.
Do you?
Yep.
Look at this.
Let's see.
Not bad.
That's not too bad. I like the orange. The orange, you can wear orange, man.
Yeah, that's one of my colors.
Yeah, I would think
one of my many colors.
So don't the Guardians have a little orange?
They do not.
Red?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of an orangish red?
No, it's pretty deep red.
Guardians beginning a series at home against Texas.
Who cares?
While the Royals at home against Philadelphia. That lead down now to 2 for Cleveland. Minnesota, the other team in contention. At home against the Cardinals, they'll win.
We'll beat them.
Well, we're going to try, but I...
Who's
put
pitching?
Put in a better effort. You got to put in a better effort, the boys.
Well, we won 2 or 3 against Milwaukee, but I have no trust in the St. Louis Cardinals. Andre Pallante on the mound tonight.
That's too bad. When does Sonny Gray pitch?
I believe he pitches Sunday, maybe tomorrow.
Let's get the revenge game going, and let's have him pitch well.
We'll see. I thought you'd given up.
I have.
Did you see the video of Salvador Perez playing wiffle ball with the kids in Kansas City?
I heard about it. I have not.
He was driving around, saw some kids playing wiffle ball, and stopped his car, got out, went and joined them.
Good for Salvi.
And one of the mothers took video. Said, "Oh my!" One of the kids recognized him and said, "Oh my God, that's Salvador Perez."
They probably had a heyday. Just loved it.
That's cool.
Good for Salvi.
Daniel, did you notice the bitterness in his voice?
Daniel Schneeman would never do something like that.
Well, nobody would care if Daniel Schneeman
No one would recognize him. He's batting second tonight.
Why does this all always become about the Guardian?
It always does.
Because I'm disgusted.
Then why are you
talking
about
them? When aren't you disgusted?
When they're good?
And when are they ever good?
For the first 3 months of the year?
But then you're mad when they're good. You're like, oh, this is going to fall apart.
No, because I could see that it was going to fall apart. Did you know for as bad...
You never said that.
Yes, I did. Did you know that for as bad as the Cardinals have been, they're better over the last 50 games than the Guardians?
Well, they had a good run in there, but they...
Guardians didn't.
The Cardinals aren't better than anyone outside of the White Sox and the Rockies and the Marlins. So I don't even want to hear that.
Pirates should be better than the Pirates.
No, the Pirates are better.
The A's.
Paul Skeens pitched great. No, the A's are good. They're not good, but they've gotten better.
They sure have.
And the Pirates, Paul Skeens last night, just another gem. He's going to be, I got to deal with him the next 15 years. How old will I be?
5.
Well, you think he'll go elsewhere?
Of course.
Of course he will.
What a cynical outlook.
But he will. We all know he's going to. They're not going to keep him in Pittsburgh. The Yankees or Boston, someone's going to offer him just a boatload of money, and he's going to go. Why wouldn't he? That's how it works in baseball.
I wish Midland had offered you a boatload of money or whoever else.
Midland.
Whoever else was in the Central Hockey League.
Yeah, I didn't think.
Odessa, yeah. I wish they'd have said, come down here.
I think he'd be doing a show?
My afternoons from 2 to 4 would be interesting, wouldn't they?
What would you be doing?
Who knows?
You'd have never met Dia.
I might have been back in Canada.
You'd be a bachelor in
Or I'd be Odessa. A bachelor in Odessa.
You could be an oil man.
No women
I'd be
in
at
Odessa.
The bar right now, just waiting for the ladies to get off of work.
You sound like you think that's appealing.
He's smiling.
It might be interesting.
For a week. Come on the show. It's that kind of talk that just irritates me.
Oh, does it? I haven't noticed that. Because I don't like doing things
that
irritated you.
Salt of the earth.
I just hate to irritate you. It bothers me. I apologize.
It's so tough to do, too.
It's difficult. Super difficult.
You guys, you think you get to me.
Like he says he gets to you, and it's so easy. It's the same with him.
Well, nothing gets to me.
Well, of course not.
Oh, God.
No, heaven forbid. That doesn't happen, does it?
It does not.
No.
Did you know that this is only interesting to me, but Wichita State... Because you can open up college numbers now. It doesn't have to just be 1 through 5 numbers. So they have a number 6, an 8, and a 17 for the first time ever.
In basketball?
Yes.
What do you mean you have to open up numbers?
You can wear any number now. It used to be you could only wear numbers that were 1 through 5. So
right.
11, 22,
Right.
And now they have a 6.
But now you could be 38.
99. Yeah. What if someone wears 99?
I assume that can happen.
You could be 47.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I don't know. It's just interesting because none of these numbers have ever been worn by Shockers for obvious reasons.
Are they the only school doing it?
No. I think it's throughout college basketball.
Well, who opened that up and why?
I don't know.
Why not open it up?
I'm not complaining. I did. Okay. Why and who did it?
I'm just curious.
I don't know.
He must have been the catalyst for it, right?
So it's like Giannis Bamba, I think, is one of them. One of the new guards. And I don't remember who 17 is, but I should have had that information.
Well, we have Kevin Saul on the show next Tuesday. We'll ask him.
Well, we'll ask him. We'll both forget, but we'll ask him.
Next Wednesday, no show. I received a very sweet text today from our friend Denise Neal saying she wanted to go to lunch. So we're going to go next Wednesday.
Well, look at you.
Now, I said that for two reasons.
Because it irritates me.
One, it is nice. Two, that just tweaks him to no end.
Yeah, why don't I can't go to lunch with Denise? What's wrong with...
Are you kidding me?
I like to eat. I had ramen today.
Are you kidding me how easy that was?
I have to tell Denise about that.
What, you had ramen?
Yeah, I went to the ramen place.
What place is that?
It had some Yokohama.
Where is it?
Central and Woodlawn.
Huh.
Is it good? It's just noodles.
It's very good. You can get any kind of ramen.
Well, I don't know what kind.
I got some with shrimp wontons, onions, corn. It's very good. It's quite good.
Well, my wife's working in Mulvane today, getting ready for Old Settlers. And on the way home, she's stopping at Pizza John's.
Oh, that's what you're getting tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, there you go. Not bad.
Well, we love it.
I know. It's good. We went down there a couple times when Avery was playing tennis or Jackson was playing tennis in Derby. So we'd go early and we'd go to Pizza John's.
When does Mays and Derby meet in JV soccer? I may go to that one.
Oh, well, I'll have to take
a piece. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm wearing my Kelly Green.
Oh, no surprise. That doesn't shock me.
For Derby.
Is that who it would be for?
Yeah.
He felt like he had to explain that to you.
I appreciate you pointing that out for
You're
me.
You're welcome.
Because a lot of times I can't figure that out.
Thank you.
Let me look. Let me see if I can find
now,
it.
Now, see,
they might not even play Derby.
Oh, come on. They're in the same division.
Of course they will play Derby.
Yes, they'll play Derby. And I'm waiting on you to find out when that game is.
September 26th.
Where?
at Mays.
Mm.
Oh, I don't get Pizza John, so I'm not going to go. You find an excuse for everything. It's awful. September 26th. It is awful.
Actually, Mays is closer.
That's what I was thinking. It's right there.
And we go get grab a bite after the game?
Go to...
No, I'm talking... I'm saying, can we go grab a bite after the game?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
Maybe go out to Gambino's. You like their pizza?
We're there.
They got good pizza out there. Like that spot.
What about Bob and Luigi's? We talk about them all
the time.
They're
bringing pizza to us.
Yeah.
Coming up very soon. I don't have the... I do have the exact date. I believe... I'll have to look. But Bob and Luigi's in Andover going to be bringing pizza to us.
Yeah, one of our favorite places that we frequently extol on this show.
Well, I can't wait. Oh.
I think everybody knows that about us.
That's happening 2 weeks from today.
Ooh.
Dudo will be there.
In studio.
Well, it's a Friday.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all of you for supporting the show. We're taking the weekend off, of course. We'll be back Monday. We'll see you then.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.